This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now to voices from this cancellation economy we're now living in. KCRW's Benjamin Gottlieb reports from California's Coachella Valley, about 2 hours from Los Angeles.
Hi there.
How are you?
I'm
welcome.
Fine. Thank you.
Vidal Coronel owns 7 single-family homes in the Coachella Valley. And one of the ways that she makes a living is by renting them out on platforms like Airbnb.
It sleeps about 10 to 12 people at a time. So.
This is usually a big time of year for her, with events like Coachella, Stagecoach, and the tennis tournament at Indian Wells.
During this time, we can rent them up to $500 to $600 a night. Usually, it's about $150 to maybe $200, so there's a big difference there.
But with the tennis tournament called off, the festivals pushed to October, Coronel has spent hours on the phone with people canceling reservations.
Just cancellations after cancellations, and it was insane.
The local tourism industry usually generates more than $7 billion a year for the region. So says Scott White with the Greater Palm Springs Convention and Visitors Bureau.
Tourism is the number one economy for the Coachella Valley. It employs over 60,000 people.
In addition to the festivals, this time of year, all kinds of groups usually have conferences in the desert. Now, they're pulling the plug all at once.
VP, how are you?
Over at the Hilton Palm Springs, Aftab Dada's phone has been ringing nonstop with both groups and individuals canceling reservations. He's the general manager here.
Well, it's absolutely a huge domino effect.
Dada says the hotel will continue to pay its staff, with many working from home. The hope is that there will be plenty for them to do again once these big events return in the fall. In the Coachella Valley, I'm Benjamin Gottlieb for Marketplace.